So it's going to be quite a few devotees watching us. So this is an international initiation. So, okay. Let's do this. Okay, so you have a fire sacrifice there ready, or?
Yeah, that's set up just outside the building, Maharaj.
Okay, so you'll do that after the lecture and everything like that. Okay, good. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to chant first. As I mentioned to you before, this is our regular class time every day at this time on this channel. We have a class in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Let me send a message out in WhatsApp so everybody knows that we're online. Thank you for reminding me. All right. Okay, let me just want to check, make sure that everything is working. Okay, very nice. Okay, we're going to start. I'm going to start by chanting Jai Radha Madhava. And for those of you who are just joining us now from all over the world, this is an initiation in Christ Church. And two devotees are taking, well, Srini Thamba is taking second initiation, and Elapan is taking first initiation at this point. And we are sitting in front of Sri Sri Gaura Nittai. What are the names of the deities? Sri Sri Gaura Nittai or?
Sri Sri Nittai Gaura Chandra.
Sri Sri Nittai Gaura Chandra. So we are very fortunate to be sitting in front of these beautiful deities and getting their blessings. Okay. So we're going to chant Jai Radha Madhava first. Hold on a second. Get my instrument. We'll use a guitar, for those of you who are not familiar with this. Jai Radha. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Pallabha, Jaya Kivaru. Jana Pallabha Gili Varu Rahuri Jai Gili Varu Rahuri Yasoda Nandana Jai Rajajana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Jai Rajajana Banakshani Naya Kunjaviyari Jai Kunjaviyari Ibunatira Banakshani Naya Kunjaviyari Jai Kunjaviyari Jai Banachari Namah Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya, Bhutalaya, Trimate, Vakti Vedanta, Samaniti Namaste, Namaste, Arvati Devi, Gauravani Pracharane, Shaksha Sunya Pari, Ashachaldi Zatarne, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Nabhuni Jananda, Shri Advaita, Radhana Sivasade, Gauravata, Satoshi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananda Goti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha, Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Shishi, Radha Krishna Gopikopatna Shyam Kund Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lalasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Om. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyabadi Paschacha Deja Tarane. So for those of you who want to know what we're doing tonight, this is an initiation that's taking place in Christchurch, New Zealand. And because of the COVID virus, we can't travel right now to New Zealand, although we will be going to Fiji in December, because Fiji's opening in December, and we're going to have a big festival in December in Fiji, but I don't think Australia will not open till the end of December, beginning of January. So we're bringing a lot of devotees with us to Fiji for the festival there. But unfortunately, you're all locked down, except for Sumuk, who's in Fiji, and whoever else is watching from Fiji. So so there's two devotees taking initiation, Elapan and Srinitamba. And Srinitamba is taking second initiation, and Elapan is taking first initiation. So, Om Ganatim Adandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miritam Yena Tuzmai Shigurve Namaha. So I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who has so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, we're going to talk a little bit about initiation in general first, and then first initiation and second initiation specifically. Of course, the initiation these devotees are taking is an initiation within the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, under the jurisdiction of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Of course, they are taking initiation from me, and I am the spiritual master. But everything that happens within the Krishna Consciousness Movement is under Srila Prabhupada's jurisdiction. And by taking initiation, we are dedicating our lives not only to our own spiritual pursuits. Our own spiritual pursuits, of course, means to become pure devotees of Krishna, to love Krishna. That's our own selves. But then we are also dedicating ourselves to the mission of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, which is non-different from the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the instructions, Yari Deka Tarikar Krishna Upadesh Shumari Gaya Guru Hoi Tore Desh, that our business is to bring people to Krishna consciousness. Whoever we meet, whoever we come in contact with, we should give them Krishna's association. So for those who were taking initiation for myself within the Krishna consciousness movement, that means we bring them to Srila Prabhupada's society and ultimately to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, which are the shelter of everybody in the Krishna consciousness movement. And Prabhupada is the ultimate Siksha Guru of everybody in the Krishna consciousness movement. Siksha Guru means instructing spiritual master, and he is called Prabhupada for a variety of reasons. One reason is that he is a master that all other spiritual masters sit at the feet of. Remember that. That's the reason he's called Prabhupada. There are many Prabhus. Prabhu means master. And in fact, we call each other master in the Krishna conscious movement, Prabhu or Pravib, which is the feminine. And so there's many masters who help us spread Krishna consciousness. We have our Siksha Gurus, our Diksha Gurus, but then there's the Prabhupada. Prabhupada means the masters, everybody who sits, all the other masters who sit at this one master's feet. So this is a really important conception to understand. So we're promising at this particular point to dedicate ourselves to Srila Prabhupada's mission. Of course, another meaning of Prabhupada is someone who sits at the Prabhupada's, at the Prabhu's feet, the ultimate Prabhu's feet, who is Krishna. As we know, Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasabda Vritya. Krishna is the ultimate Prabhu, the ultimate master, and Prabhupada also means he who sits at Krishna's feet. So this is very important to understand that initiation means vows, promises. It's not simply getting one's name or getting the Gayatri Mantra. One is promising to dedicate themselves with a very firm vow, which is described in the Bhagavad Gita as Dhrita Vrata. That means firm vow. In order to execute a firm vow, one has to be very determined. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Ekeha Kurunandana. That those who are actually on this path, they're very one-pointed. Yes, I'm going to fulfill my vow. Oftentimes I make reference to Grandfather Bhishma in this particular context. We know Grandfather Bhishma, in order to please his father, Shantanu, took a very heavy vow. And that vow was, of course, never to get married, not to become the king, to support whoever was the king. And be brahmachari for his whole life. And that's a very heavy vow for a kshatriya. You generally do not find kshatriyas who are celibate, who are not romantic. I mean, there's so many stories of kshatriyas in the Vedic literatures. Even Shantanu, grandfather Bhishma's father, was quite romantic with Ganga Devi and also Sachavati. Anyway, there's so many stories about this. So, but he was firm in his vow. This is called the intelligence platform. Intelligence platform means something higher than the mind. As we hear Krishna describe the eightfold material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Of course, we are not interested in the false ego, which is the false identification with matter. But Prabhupada said, intelligence, when properly directed, is this close, and he used a sign with his hands, like two fingers touching each other, is this close to super soul. In other words, it's super soul's direction. Matak smritya agyanam apoanam cha. So Krishna consciousness means to make our intelligence very strong by regularly hearing philosophy and associating with devotees and cultivating the mode of goodness. Then one's intelligence becomes very strong so they can fulfill and complete their vows in Krishna consciousness. So it's really important. As Krishna also says in the Gita, karnam gunasangasya sadasad janmajonishu, that one becomes deviated or materially entangled by associating with the material modes of nature. So we have to avoid material association and associate with what is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and elsewhere as satsanga. That means eternal or spiritual association. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that instruction practically as the first instruction when he was asked, what is the quality of a Vaishnava? He said, satsanga chag a Vaishnava char. Satsanga chag. Chag means renouncing. Asatsanga chag a Vaishnava char. That a Vaishnava's behavior is to renounce asatsanga. That means material association. Because association with things that are material, or people who are material, or music that's material, or food not offered to Krishna, association lends to the association with the modes of nature, and one's mind becomes polluted. Even a great personality, if they associate with the modes of nature and they are not careful, their mind can become polluted. The example of that is also, one example of that is also from the Mahabharata, where grandfather Bhishma, who was actually one of the greatest Mahajanas, the Dwadasa Mahajanas, he associated with Duryodhana and ate food from Duryodhana's kitchen. As a result, he became polluted and fought on the wrong side of the Battle of Kurukshetra against the Pandavas. Of course, this was also Krishna's pastimes. But we should understand in this regard that this is an example of how dangerous asat-sanga is, and one should carefully guard against it. And that's why Prabhupada commented that we should always take food that is cooked by devotees, offered with love and devotion to the deities, like you have beautiful Gaur-Nitai deities there, and then that purifies the consciousness. Prasadam is medicine. And when we eat food that is not prasadam, not only is it karmically binding, but also it's like having a virus, just like now we're talking about the virus that's tormenting the whole world, this COVID virus. You can hear? You can hear? So anyway, yeah, so the... I can speak louder. So this COVID virus is actually, what's that? Trouble hearing?
That's fine, Maharaj.
Okay, this COVID virus is caught because someone else has infected us by breathing. They haven't worn a mask. Of course, in New Zealand, you're pretty much free of the COVID virus. You're very fortunate. But here we have it everywhere. So therefore, whenever I go out, I put this on because I don't want to infect the virus. So in the same way, there is the virus of material attachment or material contamination everywhere in this world. We have to be very, very careful when dealing with things in this material world. Very important. Okay, now we're going to talk specifically about initiation. We did talk about dedication to Srila Prabhupada's mission, sticking to one's promises, one's vows. Srinitamba is taking second initiation, and Ilapan is taking first initiation, so we'll talk about the first initiation first. First initiation is called Hari Nam initiation. That means the initiation into chanting the Lord's holy names, in which one vows to chant a certain number of rounds daily. And of course, that's 16 rounds for those in the Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada originally wanted the devotees to chant 64 rounds, but when he saw that wasn't possible, he reduced it to 32, and then he reduced it to 16. And Prabhupada said 16 rounds minimum. And the reason that we do chant 16 rounds, or the reason we chant the holy names, is that Krishna is non-different from his names. The statement in the Shastras is, Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Punashuddha Nityamukto Vinatvam Nama Namino. That Krishna's holy name is Krishna. It is spiritual. It is complete. It is pure. And it is non-different from Krishna. And when you associate with Krishna, then Krishna purifies you, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu states in his first verse of his Shikshashtaka, Chaito Darpanam Arjanam Bhava Mahad Bhagni Nirvarpanam. He said this chanting cleanses the mirror of the heart. That means the mirror of the soul. It gets rid of the contamination which we have accumulated throughout our sojourn in this material world. So this chanting is the most important thing we do. We do so many other things in Krishna consciousness, but the chanting is the first and foremost and highest priority item in Krishna consciousness. So the question is, how do you chant? It's not a question simply of chanting. There's positive and negative rules for chanting that will help us come to the perfectional platform quicker. First, we're going to talk about the negative rules or the offenses to be avoided, and I'll go over them rather quickly. First offense, and perhaps I think the most dangerous offense, is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating Krishna consciousness, the holy name of the Lord. This offense is called the mad elephant offense. The reason it's called the mad elephant offense is that when one chants Hare Krishna, one is cultivating what's called the bhakti lata bij, a creeper or seed that becomes a creeper of devotion. And when you are cultivating a plant, if you let an elephant into your garden, that plant is finished, trampled, finished. It will never grow again. So if one commits offenses against Vaishnavas, one's attachment for chanting, for performing spiritual activities becomes diminished more and more until finally one has no attachment or even a repulsion for doing spiritual activities, and one sinks again into the material whirlpool. So that's a very dangerous offense. Second offense, and for those of you from Fiji, you're subject to this offense, which is to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the holy name of Lord Vishnu. Ekale Ishra Krishna Arasabda Vritcha. There's one Ishra, is Krishna. The demigods are simply servants of Krishna. They're like the cabinet members of the prime minister. There's one prime minister, many cabinet members. So the demigods are like that. They're cabinet members, and their names are different from them. There's many people who can become Indra, many souls who can become Brahma. There's many souls who become Vayu and other demigods. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's not a soul that becomes Krishna. Krishna is always Krishna. And so we chant Krishna's name, and we're associating with Krishna. We chant the name of a demigod. We're not associating with them. Serving the demigods is like bribery, rather than approaching the actual person to give us benedictions, who is Krishna. So, anyway. So in Fiji, it's a big problem. Everybody worships the demigods, and they think that if they don't worship the demigods, they're going to get sick, they're going to die, and their parents get upset with them when they get sick and die. It says, because you didn't worship the demigods today. But the reason they got sick is probably because they ate the wrong food that day and had nothing to do with the demigods. So, the third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. One does not follow the order blindly, but one has faith in the spiritual master and has the ability to inquire atadviti pratipatena pariprashnena, to ask questions and inquire and judge things according to time, place, circumstance, and also according to sadhu and shastra. So there's checks and balances. There's no blind following in Krishna consciousness. So the next offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literatures or literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version. So we don't even criticize the Western religious literatures, any literature that leads one ultimately, even if it's baby steps, but leads one ultimately to the highest goal, which is love of God. We accept those literatures. Very, very important. And Prabhupada did. He accepted the Ten Commandments, for example. Naturally, he would, when he was preaching to Christians, he would naturally say to them, why are you killing, when it says in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill? So, the next offense is to think that the glories of the Lord are imagination. As we mentioned before, the glories of chanting the holy name are imagination. As we mentioned before, the holy name is not different from Krishna. It's not imagination. And even if you don't know what it means, it works. Like with Valmiki, when he was chanting Mara, 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 and it became Ram, 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 and he didn't know what he was chanting in the beginning, it actually worked. And he became a pure devotee of Lord Ram. So that's the test. It's not necessary to understand the meaning, but the holy names are non-different from Krishna, and they work whether or not you understand what you're doing, but it's better, of course, to understand. The next offense is to give some crazy interpretation, perverted interpretation of the holy names. Don't do that. There is a real understanding of the holy names. The word Krishna means, Krish means to attract, Na means Ananda, according to the Acharyas. Like we have in this, in the Bhagavad Gita, the verse, Krishi Gauraksha Bani Jan Vaisha Karma Swabhavajan, that a Vaisha, he uses a tractor or bulls instead of a tractor, and he pulls the plow. Therefore, it's Krishi Gauraksha Bani Jan Vaisha Karma Swabhavajan. So Krish means to attract. Na is short for Ananda. So by chanting Krishna's name, we become attracted to the most attractive person, and we experience bliss. So, very important point. Don't give some crazy interpretation. Understand how the Acharyas define the holy name. Of course, Hari is Radharani's name. Krishna is Krishna's name in the vocative, and we are crying out for them, Hari Krishna, to engage us in Krishna's service. The next offense to be avoided is to commit sins on the strength of chanting. Many people think that if they chant, they can get away with any damn thing. Those of you from Fiji may think they can drink kava and be happy. No, kava is not a religious drink. It has nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. The Fiji people are very attached to drinking kava. It's a native drink there. It's intoxicating, makes people lazy as bums. It's horrible. Horrible, horrible. It's horrible. I've seen people stay up all night long talking nonsense, speaking to each other because they've drunk kava after they've gone to the Ram Mandir, the Mandali. You know, and so in Fiji, there's this whole system. They go the Ram Mandali, and then all the men drink this intoxicating drink, and they stay up all night. And you think Ram is happy with that? You think Ram would ever drink kava? No. So we have to do what Ram would want, because the Fiji devotees are naturally devotees of Lord Ram, and they study the Ramayana. So the next offense is to think that chanting is some ritualistic function, like karma kanja function, like Satyanarayan katha or something like that, or just material ritual. Like we do have some rituals in Krishna consciousness, like people have certain mudras, certain things they do, but the chanting is on a different level. That's all you have to do is chant purely to go back to Godhead, and everything else is meant to assist the chanting. The next offense is to be careful when you instruct people about the glories of the holy name, because people can commit offenses or misuse the information you're giving them. So you have to understand who to speak to, how to speak to them, time, place, and circumstance. And the last offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the Lord's holy names and maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions. So, of course, we all have material attachments, but the whole idea is ultimately to become more attached to Krishna, and automatically the material attachments fade away. Just like, I mean, I'll use the example of a snake. A snake, when a snake grows, it sheds its old skin. Of course, in Fiji, you don't know about snakes. I don't think you have snakes in New Zealand either. Maybe you do. But where I am, we have many snakes. I used to live in the jungle for many years, performing austerities in Krishna consciousness. And sometimes I'd go into my closet and there'd be a snake skin hanging there. Big, big snake skin. And that means the snake would be giving up its skin and growing like that. So it's like that in Krishna consciousness. As you grow automatically, you get attached to Krishna, then you give up your material, you shed your material attachments. So this is very, very important. So you may ask, why wasn't I scared of the snakes? Because Krishna was protecting me. And it also kept the devotees from harassing me, because we kept snakes in my house so they wouldn't bother. Devotees wouldn't come and bother me then. And I could chant Hare Krishna peacefully, like Haridas Thakur chanted in his cave with the snake, so I had my own snake. And so, anyway. But this is that's when I was a yogi. So, anyway, getting... So also, it's mentioned that it's offensive also to be inattentive while chanting. How does one become attentive? You actually have to think of why you're doing what you're doing when you're chanting, your purpose of doing it. And pray to Krishna. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I nanda tanuja kinkaram patitamam vishame bhavambudo kripya tapapada pankaja stita duli sadrasam vachintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I've fallen to this horrible ocean of birth and death. Please, please fix me up as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So we chant and praying, pleading, begging Krishna, and then you'll be attentive. So this is an important point. In addition, that's the negative stuff, and I gave some positive stuff too, but please study Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshashtaka, because his eight prayers teach us the right mood and the right philosophy of chanting the Lord's holy names. And I cannot emphasize enough how important the chanting is. There is nothing more important for you to do than chanting. If you have to stop eating so you can chant, stop eating. If you have to stop sleeping so you can chant, I'm not recommending that. The chant, whatever you have to do, always complete your daily rounds. And by doing that, by promising to do that, you will become so powerful. Prabhupada said after some years that you'll become so powerful that whatever you say will come true. It's called satya sankalpa. That's a Sanskrit word for it. Whatever you say will become true. That's amazing, isn't it? If you continue to chant without fault, and be attentive while you're chanting. So, then there's the second initiation, which Srinitamba is taking. And in the second initiation, it's called Brahman initiation. And Brahman initiation means that one has the adhikar, or right, to do the deity service. But not only that, it gives one a right, but you also have responsibilities. Just like when you get a license to drive a car, you have a certain right to drive a car. But there are certain responsibilities, like don't speed, drive on the right side, on the left side of the road where you are. With me, it's the right side of the road. And, you know, just like a few weeks ago, I sped in my car and I got a ticket. So that wasn't my right to speed. I couldn't tell the policeman that it's my right. I have a license. Yes, I have a license, but not a license to be a rascal and speed and do whatever I want with the car. So that's the same thing. When one becomes a Brahmin, it's not a license to think yourself better than other people, a license to correct other people, simply a license to do deity worship. Everything has to be done under the proper mood, serving Srila Prabhupada's movement, and one has to cultivate the brahminical qualities. Of course, everyone should cultivate the brahminical qualities, but specifically those who are taking the responsibility of being Brahmins, because Brahmin means, like a priest, someone who represents our society. Very, very important. So, therefore, these are the qualities listed by Krishna, and there are more qualities too, but these are qualities that come from association with the mode of goodness. And I'm going to list a few of them right now from the Bhagavad Gita. Sama. Sama means being equipoised. Equipoise means happiness and distress. Just not letting this material world disturb you, because there will be happiness, there will be distress. People will do things you don't want. The weather won't be good. You'll be asked, you know, sometimes you'll be asked to do things maybe you don't want to do at a particular juncture. Just like this morning during Mangalarti, someone did something that upset me, but I had to keep chanting Mangalarti and I didn't let it upset me. Anyway. Don't need to know what it was. But, so, sama, and then dhamma, sense-controlled. Of course, there's many injunctions about this, such as vachyo-vegam, manasa-krota-vegam, jiva-vegam, mudra-pashta-vegam, controlling the mind, the belly, the tongue, genitals, and words, etc., like that. But it basically means using your senses for Krishna's service. And not succumbing to the pushings of the senses. As Krishna states in the Gita, Avartam Gyanamitaini Gyanino Nichavarana, Kama Rupena Kuntia, Kushparena Analenacha, to actually not succumb to lust or greed or anger, which obviously are the three gates leading to hell. So, tapa. And also, a Brahmin's meant to be austere. Austere in the sense of accepting things that are pleasing to Krishna and rejecting things that are not pleasing to Krishna. Shocham, which means cleanliness, internally and externally. And when you do the fire sacrifice, you'll hear this mantra, Om Apavitra Pavitrava Sarvavashtam Gatopiva Yaksmaret Pundarikaksam Zavaya Avyantara Shuchi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu. I'm sure they'll recite that. And that means that one remains pure inside by always remembering the lotus-eyed Lord, Pundarikaksham, that is Krishna. And externally, we remain pure by regularly cleaning the body, you know, obviously before you eat, after you eat, when one goes to the toilet, after that, before that, bathing minimum two times a day, hopefully three times a day. A Brahmin means clean, shuchi. Prabhupada would often talk like that. And then tolerant, wow, that's a hard one. Tolerating happiness and distress, etc., like that. All sorts of things in this world need to be tamsa tiksha shibharata. Shantir arjavam, being religious and honest. The Brahmin should never lie. The only time one can lie is to protect someone's life. That's it. Otherwise, we don't lie. We do not lie to people. We tell the truth. Brahman is Satya. He is truth. Satya Kama. He loves the truth. Arjuna. Jnana Vijnanam. And we should regularly read and study the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, particularly that which is taught to us by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And obviously, we apply it too. So, Jnana Vijnana, we apply, and Astika, religious, etc. So you can read Bhagavad Gita to hear about all these qualities, but the main thing is, as Prabhupada said, we should all be perfect ladies and gentlemen and representatives of our movement, because our movement will be judged. Srila Prabhupada's society will be judged by how we act, not only in the temple, but how we act in public. You know, I know, if a Hare Krishna devotee does something wrong, then the newspaper immediately says, Hare Krishna is caught doing this, or Hare Krishna is caught doing that. So our movement is very much in the public eye, particularly there in New Zealand. I mean, we're very well-liked in New Zealand. You know, the Prime Minister has come to our temple in Auckland, and it's very, very famous, very, very well-liked. We should observe all the rules and regulations and be seen as perfect citizens. As they say, one in Rome, do as the Romans do. So that's initiation in a nutshell. So what we're going to do now is, of course, is the giving of the name to the first initiate. And later on, when we're not on this big Zoom conference, we'll give Shri Nitamba her Brahman initiation, that is her Gayatri Mantra, or the Gayatri Mantras. Hopefully you have a piece of paper printed out with all the Gayatri Mantras to give her later on. But I'll give it to you verbally. You'll be repeating these words, but not in public, not for everyone else. We'll make an arrangement after your fire sacrifice. Okay? So that's what will happen then. And then the devotees there, I think you can teach her how to count on her fingers, right?
It's not.
Yes, you'll be able to teach her that and some of the other details about the chanting of the Gayatri Mantra. But I will actually give her the mantra. And if you could have a printed out sheet for her to read when I give her the word by word mantras. Okay, so right now what we're going to do is give Elapan, we're going to allow him to take his vows and get his spiritual name and get his beads, which I think you have there. You have a set of beads for him. So what you're going to do right now is first you're going to go to Srila Prabhupada's Vyasasan, offer your obeisances to Prabhupada. Then offer obeisances to Sri Sri Gaura Nittai, and then to myself, and I'll give you your spiritual name as the devotees are giving you the beads with your right hand. Okay, so first you offer obeisances to Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa-san. And we are all servants of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. We should never forget that. My whole life is dedicated to serving Prabhupada. My whole identity is based on serving Prabhupada. I have no other life other than serving my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This is my joy, my life, my focus, everything, and I am initiating as a servant of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. And that's the proper mood for the guru to have. Prabhupada always considered himself to be a servant of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And then, okay. So, and to the deities also? Okay. So both directions. So I assume the Vyasa-san is right behind the camera here, right?
That's correct. Maharaj.
Okay, the Vyasa-san. And Sri Sri Gaura Nittai, did he offer obeisances?
Yes, done that one.
Okay. Okay, so you sit down. So what are the four regulator principles you're promising to follow?
First of all, it's no intoxication, no eating meat, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
Okay. Yeah, and of course, intoxication includes kava.
Yes, of course, kava.
I have to be very careful about that. But and when we say meat, it includes fish, eggs, lobsters, crabs, everything like that. Anything that could possibly move. And any, that's a good way to put it. I mean, of course, trees move, but they move very slowly. So, okay. And how many rounds do you chant every day?
16 rounds.
Probably. 16 rounds minimum.
If Ekadashi is there, then we do probably more. Sometimes close 25 rounds.
If you can, it's very valuable to chant more rounds on Ekadashi. Whenever I can, I chant 64 rounds on Ekadashi if I don't have a lot of other things to do. But, you know, it's not a requirement, but a recommendation. And you'll find that when you chant more rounds on Ekadashi, and the thing about Ekadashi, it's a special day for devotion. Many devotees take Ekadashi as a very negative day. And they talk about, you know, Papa, you know, the grains have sin in them, which you shouldn't take grains, obviously. But the real point of Ekadashi is the positive devotion that can be evoked in your heart by performing more Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, and more preaching and more service on Ekadashi day. Okay? So that's the holy name. So your name now, and you can get the beads with your right hand at the same time. As let's synchronize all this. Right hand. Okay, synchronize it. So your name now is Ekanath Das. Ekanath Das Ki Jai. Nath means the Lord. Akan means one. Ekanath Das Ki Jai. You can put your neck beads on. Very nice. And now, neck beads means we're servants. I mean, sometimes Prabhupada would talk about the neck beads being like a dog collar. that we're actually Krishna's dogs, you know. That's the point. That's why we have the name Das, or the appellation Das, after our name. Because Das actually means servant. And we're servants. We're all servants. I may be guru, but I'm a servant. I'm serving Prabhupada, serving my spiritual master in this position. And if my spiritual master wants, I can serve him by cleaning the toilets if he wants. Because I'm ready to do anything that Prabhupada wants. That's actually a disciple. Disciple means discipline. Discipline, shastatu, shastra. These are all very much connected. So we should understand this. Okay. So you're going to have your fire sacrifice now? That's in a different room, right?
Yeah, it's outside.
Oh, it's outside. Okay, so that won't be... Yeah, because you don't want to get smoke in the temple room.
Yes, just
that's intelligent. I wish we could do that too here, because it makes the temple room all full of soot after some time.
Well, it's actually, and here it's illegal, Maharaj, because of the new fire rules.
Oh, yeah, the fire. So that's a good idea to have the fire outside. Very, very good. How's the weather? Good? Is the weather good there?
Yeah, it's a nice day today.
Okay, happy to hear that. Hopefully one day I'll be able to come back to New Zealand, you know, by Krishna's grace.
And when you do, if you could come to Christchurch, Maharaj.
Yeah, I'd love to. It looks like New Zealand will be the last place that will open up.
It looks that way, yes.
Yeah, Australia at the end of the year, Fiji too at the end of the year, but New Zealand probably middle next year.
If we're lucky.
If you're lucky, if everybody gets if everybody gets vaccinated. You got to get the jab, as they say. That's what they call the vaccination. Okay, so I guess later on, you can all inform me when she's ready to get the Gayatri Mantra after the fire sacrifice. How will you inform me? By email or?
Yes.
I will email you.
Email me. Not too late, because it's in the evening here.
Okay.
So yes. if you could do it like an hour from now or something like that would be good.
Yeah, that should be fine.
And then we can contact through WhatsApp or whatever. Do you have WhatsApp?
Yes, I do have WhatsApp.
Okay.
I email you my mobile number.
Okay, email me your mobile number, and then we'll connect through WhatsApp, and I'll give you the mantra through WhatsApp. Because that'll be private. We don't want to do that with everybody who's watching right now. Because we have 31 people watching us, but we also have a lot of people on Facebook watching us and a lot of people on YouTube watching us simultaneously. And a lot of them will watch this initiation later on. So we want to thank everybody for joining us, and thank you very much. And for those of you who are watching us from everywhere else, we're going to be online tomorrow, same time, same station. And it'll be regular Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Okay. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.
And thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you, Maharaj. Going to end right now.